You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's an old story about a man who dreamed that he was a butterfly. When he woke up, he's like, am I a man who dreamed I was a butterfly or a butterfly now dreaming that I'm a man? Story gets to something ancient and universal, the mystery of Maya. Now, Maya is not evil. It's not a falsehood. It's the veil that covers the truth, the fog that makes the eternal seem temporary and the temporary seem eternal. It's what makes us mistake our roles for our identities, or our reflections for our essence, our opinions for reality. You know anybody who does that? Who thinks that what they think about something is the way that the world actually is, but it's not really. Of course, we all have that at some form, some level. We live inside the dream of separation, and the dream feels so real that we forget who we are and whose we are. Have you ever thought about and wondered what God wants for you? Have you ever thought about that? Like, what does God want for me? What does God want for my life? I think it's a pretty big and profound question. And every tradition tries to tell us the same thing, though the words are different. Prophets, sages, philosophers, they're all pointing to the same idea. That God wants reconciliation, not domination. He wants us to remember our kinship with Him, with one another, and with creation itself. In Micah, the Bible tells us, He has shown you, O man, what is good, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Not abundance of possessions, but abundance of being. To have a full heart, a clear conscience, and a soul at peace. The Quran teaches, We created you from a single pair of male and female and made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. The diversity of human beings on the planet was certainly never meant for division. It was meant for recognition so that through one another, we might come to know the face of God as each of us was made in God's image. In the Hindu thought, the divine spark within us, the Atman, is the same as the divine source itself, which is Brahman. So the line between you and me is an illusion of our senses. We're connected, every single one of us. So to harm another is to harm yourself. So across all scripture, philosophy, and psychology, the message is the same. God wants us to wake up to remember that we are one family. There's this great illusion, and Maya is the opposite of that awakening. It's the world of appearances, what the Stoics call opinion. It's the mask that we wear, the labels that we hold on so strong to and defend, and how we identify ourselves. It's the fears that we project onto others. And it's not just the outer world, it's the inner fog. It's ego, it's pride, it's comparison, it's resentment. It's the stories that keep us sound asleep. Modern living, today, Maya is everywhere. It's the scroll of other people's highlights on social media. It's the idea that our worth comes from what we achieve or own. It's the belief that us versus them is real. It's not. Behind the illusion is a simple, luminous truth. We belong to one another. We are brothers and sisters, not metaphorically, but metaphysically. We are a brotherhood, sisterhood of all. The scripture tells us that we were made from the same breath, that we are one body with many parts. When one suffers, we all suffer. Jesus told us, tells us, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. Paul tells us we are all members of one body. Muhammad called believers ikhwan, brothers and sisters. The Buddha taught compassion because your happiness and my happiness are not separate. And the Stoics, being the practical folks that they are, said, we are made for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids. So when we live as though we're at odds and rivals instead of relatives, we violate the fabric of reality. We participate in Maya, in the illusion of separateness. And when we live as though we're kin or one, we align with divine order. All this requires a form of being woke, but not the one that you think of. It's waking up within the dream to see through the illusion. Doesn't mean that we're trying to escape. It just means that we're seeing things rightly. To love deeply, but without clinging. To act boldly, but without attachment to outcomes. To serve others, not for recognition, but because the other is you. As the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, the wise act in the world without attachment to the fruit of action. As Paul wrote in Romans, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is what awakening looks like. You still live, work, strive, and love, but with eyes wide open. Because you've escaped the fog of Maya. You're not trapped in it anymore. You've learned to walk in it with light. So, I invite you, I challenge you, please ask yourself, what illusions am I mistaking for reality? What roles or labels am I clinging to that keep me from seeing others as myself, as kin? How can I live as though love were the truest thing in the world? So each time you remember that, you push back the fog a little further. You wake up a little more. We are one family. Different faces, faiths, and languages, but the same divine breath moves through us all. God wants us to wake up from the dream of separation, to see through the illusion of Maya, and to remember that we are brothers and we are sisters. Because when we live as though love were the only thing that's real, we discover that it is. So I think that that is what God wants for you and what God wants for me. Can we be courageous enough to pursue that? Can we be courageous enough to take the teachings of every religion that's ever been, of any philosopher worth his or her salt, of psychologists, and actually try to get a little closer to that? And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not even saying I'm good at it. But what I am saying is I appreciate it. I agree with it, and I'm trying. Trying to do my best. And when I do that, I'm doing my part. So as always, you, brothers and sisters, do your part by doing your best.